Okay, for today I want to discuss the meaning of wearing costumes and masks on Purim. Where does this come from? Is it a Jewish meaning? Is it not a Jewish meaning? What is this all about, wearing costumes? Okay, this is the having over here in the shul. They had already, right? They had Mitzvah Shabbos. How was it?
Beautiful.
Still in their costume.
No, I didn't disagree. Still in the costume.
You have pictures yet? Not yet. Pictures are coming soon?
Oh, the pictures are on the board.
Oh, they're ready here. They're ready up there. Wow. Only one day. They already got them up. Okay. Okay. So let me read you what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, what more do we need? It says here in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Rambam. Learn this thing very far. I find this to be very bizarre. It seems, for whatever reason, the most popular costume is Simon Tov Reish Tzadivav. It's the very, very end of Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Okay, it's the very end, like the last page, second to last page.
Said that a man shouldn't dress as a woman. Exactly.
For whatever reason, the most popular costume in time of Chazal was for a man to dress like a woman and a woman to dress like a man. It's hard for us to relate to.
In the theater, men played
women, and women played men.
Women in Shakespeare.
But the women play men.
No women.
Men, women.
Roles.
Okay, I don't know. It appears and people had a need for this, for men to dress like women and women to dress like men. Not to the same degree. Today, the costumes today are, Mr. Lustam, are you here? Today, it's not an issue. Men are not chaloshing to dress like women and women like men. I think it's more of to pretend to be who you're not, to dress up, masquerade in some type of exotic celebrity. That's the Yetzer Hara today. But it's very bizarre that this halacha that's going to be presented only by the Ramah, it's not mentioned by the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, but the Svarim appears, the Svarim never really accepted this custom. Today, everything is a big challenge, everything's a big mishmash, Svarim do it as well, but this is more an Ashkenazic minhag. Only appears in the Ashkenazim, but the Mechaber says, Mutur Lisa Isha B'Purim. Are you allowed to get married on Purim? It's not so simple to get married on Purim because Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. That's a serious violation of Halacha. Categorically Osur, to get married on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to get married on Shabbos, and indeed they did get married on Shabbos. Yeah. Because Shabbos is not, there's no Chiv Simcha on Shabbos. There are people who don't be real, there's a name of Oinek, but not Simcha. There's a difference between Simcha, absolutely. What? 100%. Yeah, the Suda's made on Shabbos. The Simcha's Nesuin. Make the Kinyan, so maybe you're making a good point, you're making a Kinyan on Shabbos. So maybe not. Maybe the Kinyan, I think technically, okay, but the Simcha, I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go further. You're allowed to have a Suda's chas. Maybe they get married on a Friday, a late Friday afternoon. And that was very common to make the mamash the king and harem conditionally, but about zu on Shabbos. I don't know the answer. Probably the shul maybe kardina works. Maybe, is it ideal making a king on Shabbos? Maybe it's different making a king on Shabbos. So this type of king maybe is also. I don't know the answer. Luchor or not, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. But chol hamoyed, you're not allowed to get married on chol. But what about getting married on Purim? So it says here, lisa isha, a man may marry a woman on Purim. There's no violation. Hagah bein gidal bein tesvav kol shchem shemuto. Last one is Pidin Aben, and then the Ramah goes and talks about costumes of men dressing like women. I just find it very interesting that where the Ramah points out the meaning of dressing in costumes, and the main costume is men and women, he connects to getting married.
On Purim.
Getting married. All of a sudden, the women, the Mechaber, getting married, that's the real spiel, getting married. The Allah says no, it's the customs. So let me read you what it says. Mash Magulboish Pasufim Bipurim the Gever Loivesh Simlas Isha. A man wears the dress of a woman. The Isha Clay Gever. A woman wears the garments of a man. Ain Isur Bidavr. So the Farish Apostle is Silbash Isha a Gever Simlas Isha. It's a Farish Apostle in the Torah. How in the world? Think about it, it's a pillow. How could it be there's a minhag to do something that the Torah explicitly says is forbidden? The Ramah. Of Moshe Isselis, there are not. It's us, it's mutter. Ein Isser B'davar, why? So he gives us the reason. When you deal with minhagim, you know, we're always trying to focus the chiddush of the minhag and try to rate the minhag. This is a minhag which is kineged of a ferish pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says it's Osir, and look what we do. We do a minhag, kamamish kineged kol ha-Torah kula. Why? So he tells us the reason. She'ein mechavnim ela l'simcha be'olma. So he says you have to dash and time a decree. It's very dangerous. We don't normally do that. This is incredible what's going on. We have Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, the Torah says don't marry more than 18 women. Don't marry more. Why? I'm going to give you a reason. Because pen yosir es libo, your wives will sway your heart. They'll convince you to do things which are connected to Torah. Shlomo says, not going to happen to me. I'm chacham mikol ha'adam. No woman's going to get to me. No woman's going to steal my heart. I can go marry more than 18 wives. So here the Torah says, don't wear go. The Torah did not give a reason. Didn't even give a reason. Along comes the Allah, and the Allah says, we know the reason. What's the reason? Because taruvis. If a man dresses like a woman, he'll be able to go to a place where women's only, and a woman dressed like a man she'll be able to go to a place of men only, and then they'll mingle, and one thing will lead to another, take off the costume, I'm not so bad, why don't you come over more often? Taruvis, averos, terrible averos will come from mingling together. That's the time of the mitzvah. On Purim, we don't have to worry about this. My kavan of dressing up like a woman is not because I want to mingle with the women. It's because simcha. I want to come to the men's section and I want there to be simcha. That's an incredible. We can't even begin to realize the depth of the chiddush of the Allah, the heter, how far it goes. With darshaning taimei dekra, something which we don't normally have a right to do. When you want to darshan taimei dekra, that's from midrashim. That's not something which you can act. You can halachically act upon. You have no right to halachically act upon the time of the kra. You have a chinuch, the time of the mitzvah. But that's what it's doing over here, because the only reason why you're doing it is l'mshum simcha b'yomo. The man, that's not so terrible. The chaynadim l'minsim, levishas kilayim. Most, many costumes, you never hear the people who go by and go to Hocus Pocus, they buy costumes, buy these big bear costumes, all these costumes, the shatneis. A lot of them do really have shatneis. So the shaila is, do you have to have the costumes checked for shatneis? And it's not so simple, you really do. Because only shatneis, only usher, only midrabanon, a costume that has shatneis midrabanon is mutter. But shatneis d'oraisa, that's usher. So many of these costumes, people don't realize it. Till recent years, people have been making a macha. They've been sending the costumes to the shatneis laboratory before they wear them on Purim. You have to check the costume that there's no shatneis d'oraisa. Many of them do have. V'chein b'levishas kelayim. It's mutter. Shani's the rabbanon. Different. How it's spun. I don't know the halachas. But the shani's the araisa and the shani's the rabbanon. Different types of how garments are laid one upon the other. What type of material, how they're spun. The threads are spun. V'chein b'levishas kelayim the rabbanon. It's also mutter. It's mutter because you're not wearing it as a levush. I'm not wearing it as clothing. I'm wearing a l'shem simcha Torah, a little silbash, a garment. It's very cold here. Somebody wants what?
The heat goes on.
Okay, as long as the air conditioner is not on, fine, fine. As long as the air conditioner is on, it's an unusually cold day today. It's an unusually cold day today. The chayim l'vishas climb the rabbanon. So the v'yeshem some say v'yeshem some say the Ramah says it's also very unique what the Ramah says. Read the Ramah. We're not even got to the tradition yet. V'yeshem some say the osur it's osur. The Ramah acknowledges that I'm telling you it's a very chiddush and it's asur. Avol haminu kisvara harishayna. The minig is to be lenient. You're allowed to wear a costume. Ad kadei kach, a man can dress like a woman dress like a man, and you can wear shatneis derabon. The chayin b'nei adam. Then he goes on to talk about gneva, gzeila. If you go to someone's house and in your merriment, you steal, you're drunk, and you steal some food off the table. You come in and you come to collect, and you walk in and say, I'm hungry, and you have some food. So the rules are relaxed. The chayin is off the topic. I want the chayin of Adam. Hachoytvim zem mizeh derech simcha ein mizeh mishum loy sigzov v'nagu kach lovat shlo yasu davar shloy kenoy al pi toyver. Don't go break the rules of what's accepted in society. Okay, let me just read the Mishnah Berurah. Don't exactly. Let's just read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes Pinyin Aben Harishayna. He Mishnah Berurah. I am Yehuda Simin Kof Peibes Shakasav Shem Matas B'Shem Abach Sheish Levatel Haminim. The Taz and the Bach and the Shlaw are very against the Ramah. Up in arms against the Ramah that it is osur. Also, to dress like a man or woman, l'sheyesh levatel minig zeh hein b'porim oy b'simchas nisun. Also, now he opens up a whole new issue. Is this inyan of dressing up like a costume, the minig is only on Purim? Why don't we dress up in costumes on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Why not on all other Hanukkah? You ever seen Hanukkah people dressing up in costumes? Never saw Hanukkah people in costumes. But there is one other time people do get in costumes by weddings. So people think it's a shtus. Not so similar, it's a shtus. That there's also some minhag by a wedding. So what is it all about? So this we're going to come and touch upon some of this in Yonah, but it does appear that there is a minhag vosik, that by a wedding there should be costumes. A wedding is a masquerade party, like Purim. Weddings, and that's how it really, you see how it really fits in. What the Lisa Isha of the Purim. Now you really appreciate what's going on over here. You're allowed to get married on Purim. And then what kind of costumes? Men and women. And then he says, when else is there a minute to get dressed up in a costume? By a wedding. You get dressed up in costumes. So the Bach and the Taz are very upset with this. Not sure what this means. Then the Mishnah makes a pshara. The pshara is, you can do whatever you want. I'm asking. Just make sure the person who sees you knows that you're a man or a woman. You want to put on a mask like Vashti? Just make sure you're wearing pants. You want to dress up like a Mordechai? Make sure you're wearing a skirt. Just make sure that the person who sees you knows your gender, then you can dress up in a costume. That's what he says.
My mother told me in Europe, the men on Purim used to get dressed up. She says they tucked their beards into the dress.
They tuck the beards into the dress. Yeah, I understand.
And I saw a gentleman with a short skirt, but the was full of
hair.
Short skirt, so, and he showed that
in line, in the Israel, upside. A guy came to the mincha on Purim day in a wedding dress. I think that probably was a little over the line.
Over the line, okay. We'll talk about some of these things. So this is the pshat of Mishnah. When you come here, Nefesh Shein Limchos Bochem, the Mishnah says a man gets dressed up like, but it's obvious that he is a man, or vice versa. Shein Limchos, he doesn't give you the green light. He just says you don't have to protest. I am the Agnes Nagdela over Shlosh Shezul LeHarch Mizeh. He disagrees. The Shlosh, the Bach, most many poskim hold that it is awesome. This is from the Ramah, and this is again the Mechaber makes no mention. People who have been eyeing into the history of the Minhagim have told us that the Svardim never had such a minhag. There was never a custom among Svardim to get dressed up in costumes on Purim. This, even though we do find Svardim today, it's only because of the influence of the Ashkenazim, but it's not a purely Svardic minhag. Now, where does it come from? So let's discuss some of the issues. The basic issue, the simplest of all reasons, is just Mishum Simcha. It's just a way of celebrating. People like to live out fantasies. They like to pretend to be who they're not. They like to trick people. If you think about it, you have to ask a psychologist, what is the psychology of getting into a costume? There are two reasons why a person wants to get dressed up in a costume. Number one, you want to be who you're not. You want to fantasize. I want to be Obama. I want to be the President of the United States. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a fireman. This is my childhood fantasy. You live out your fantasy. That's one approach, and that gives you great simcha. So good, if that's how you want to be Mesameach, fine. The other way is you like to fool people. It's not me. I couldn't care less. I don't pull from this costume. But I know that my friend will get a good laugh. And I want to be Mesameach him, not because of me. So there are two elements of costumes. For yourself, or for someone, but has nothing deeper than simcha. It's just a technique, yeah.
You also say the psychologist is someone who wants to escape from
self. Reality.
No, from self.
From yourself. You want to escape from yourself. Okay, that's the whole different reason. That's not tsar. You want to avoid pain. You want to escape. It's an escape. That's a very interesting idea. So is that called simcha?
No.
Is that simcha? Interesting. You have to talk to a psychologist. I'm going to have a whole book on the psychology of laughter. When a person laughs, what is going on in the person's mind? It's extremely, like you never thought of some of these ideas, extremely deep of what is happening in the human mind when a person laughs. Different theories. All right, but let's put that aside. But costumes is nothing more. Don't read any mystical, deep thing into the costumes of Kabbalah. It's nothing more than tzchik. Purim is a day of this simcha. And there's sechik. Sechik is the ultimate form of simcha. And you gotta go overboard. And the way you go overboard, you gotta look for new ideas to go overboard in simcha. And that's gonna be putting on a costume. I have simcha. He has simcha. Weddings, the same thing. Time of sechik. Of great, great joy. You go overboard. That's one approach. Now let's go to another extreme.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Personality persona.
Yeah.
Mean mask.
Yeah. Persona means mask. Really. In which language? In English, Latin.
No, from psychology.
Yeah.
Persona is mask. Personality is coming from this world.
From the mask. Okay.
Dual personality.
Every person, to a certain degree, lives a double life. To a certain degree, you present yourself high the inside.
To support the Rama,
yeah.
Rabbi says, "En isur badavarzim," because he knows that the ladies are not going to put on the men. Suit. Only the men are going.
But it says the fairish. It
no,
says
they
women.
Are not going to do this.
It says women.
Only the men are going to put on the person.
It says women.
Only for men and the.
Drama says the isha klegeva.
I did it. Any time I saw is the men. Not
okay.
Women are not going to change their personality.
Okay, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Let's go. Now let's go to another. There's another very popular reason. This is quoted by many, many. Sources. And the perhaps explains why it was very common among Ashkenazim to dress in costumes. Because the Ashkenazic countries, and by the way, we don't really have any clear record of this minhag until the time of the Rishonim. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, even though there is a remes. There's a Rashi, Masechta Shabbos. I didn't get a chance to really to go or look it up. I didn't understand it reading the second source. And there's a remes in the Pasuk. But there's no real record of this minhag until much later in history, the time of the Rishon, which it's not so big. It's earlier than minhag of Simchas Torah, right? It goes back as 800, 900 years. Okay, that's pretty good for a minhag. For a minhag, 800, 900 years is not so bad. The time of even Rami Randberg, one of his Talmidim, that's about 700 years. So it goes back 700 years, the time of the Rishonim. Okay. Now, another reason that's given appears to be very, again, very popular is the Ashkenazi communities lived in extreme poverty. Or, I wouldn't say extreme poverty, it was not so uncommon for people's faith to change very often. Today, pretty much, I mean, you don't know, a person, they're a wealthy family, a not so wealthy family, you don't find v'nahapachu, people every other day, from rags to riches. People pretty much are steady. In their financial means, there are people that are very successful, and there are people that are not so successful. It was very common, it appears in ancient times, that every couple of years, Gilgul HaChayzer Be'olam, people would go from rags to riches. Much more common, this extreme of becoming a millionaire to becoming a pauper, it happened. And people were very embarrassed and very ashamed. Pesach was a very big minhag, Kimcha de Pischa. Today, the minhag is not the way it used to be. Kimcha de Pischa. The big time to give tzedakah was on the time of Pesach, Purim going into Pesach. And there were many people that used to be of have means, were wealthy, and now they were very poor. And it was very, they needed handouts. They needed to take a tzedakah. And it was very disgraceful for them to go and go to the wealthy, the Toivei Ho'ir, and beg for tzedakah coming to Pesach. We have a large family. We don't have what to eat. We need Kimcha de Pischa. So it became the custom, especially among the children, Wasserfeld is they would dress in costumes to collect for themselves. When you go to the Gevir, who would hand out large donations, or the Toivei Ho'ir, the community, who collected money, and on Purim, Kol HaPoyshet Yad Noistim Lo, whoever asks for money is given, no questions asked, so people would be embarrassed to come and ask for a handout. They would get dressed up in a costume, and no one knew who they really were. And then people would send their children. The children felt embarrassed, so they would send out their children in costume masquerading, and the children would be hiding behind their costumes, and they would receive the gifts, the handouts that they need for Purim and for the Pesach that would carry them through a significant part of the year. So this is idea is cited in many, all of the Svarim. I looked at 4 Svarim to prepare for this section, for this, and they all right away off the bat, this is the Iker. This is how it started going back 600-700 years. People were poor, they needed to take handouts, they were ashamed. So I guess you have to also add a little bit of a simcha. They would live it up a little bit more. They would hide themselves in a costume in order to take a matan b'seisa without the shame of asking for a handout. That's another very popular approach. Okay, another approach. And before we go further, let me just tell you about the Ramah. This is a story which everyone quotes the first thing when it comes to the Purim customs of the Ramah. The Ramah, we know, says very clearly it's mutter. The Ramah is strong. It's mutter. The meaning is to make a costume. The Ramah himself wore a costume. The Ramah himself wore a costume. He dressed up like a poor man, like an oni, which also is very interesting. Well, he dressed up, he put on some like beggar's clothing, and he would go around on Purim, at the end of Purim, knocking everyone's door like an oni, don't forget to daven Ma'ariv. People were eating their sudas Purim, they were drunk, and he was afraid that in his community people would forget to daven Ma'ariv, and he would knock on their door, Ma'ariv. This was the Ramah's minhag. He followed his own halacha, a minhag to get dressed up in a costume. He got dressed up in a costume like a pauper, a beggar, went around to remind people to daven Ma'ariv. Now here's the story. The story is the Ramah, shocking to us, died when he was 33 years old. Can you imagine how young he was and what he accomplished in 33 years? He was 33 years old. He died on Lag BaOmer. It's all facts. He died on Lag BaOmer.
What?
I don't know what he died. I don't know. The year that he died was the year Hayalofim Shin. We're now in Tuf. He died Shin Lamed Gimel. The Jewish year was Shin Lamed Gimel. 333. He authored, I don't know, the Baki and the Ramah Svarim, but he authored 33 Svarim. Everything about the Ramah, it's very bizarre. Hashgacha Pratis, 33. He was 33 years old. He got a Lag BaOmer. He authored 33 Svarim, and the year was Shin Lamed Gimel. At his funeral, there was a very large hesped delivered by a professional maspid for the Ramah. They had professional maspidim. And he enumerated 32 praises, and he wanted to enumerate 33. That was very stylistic. A lot of homiletic in the numbers. He enumerated 33 praises for the Ramah. When the maspid, the eulogizer, got to 32, he couldn't remember the 33rd. He didn't know what the 30. He didn't hit half. I don't know exactly the details, but he was stumped. Like, he thought he had the 33rd praise, Shevach, of the Ramah, because everything about the Ramah was 33. And then a person got up and said, I'll tell you the 33rd Shevach. On Purim, he was Mevaza himself to dress up in beggar's clothing. He put on a costume, and he went around reminding people, don't forget to daven Ma'ariv. He wanted them to be very careful. This was the 33rd praise for the Ramah, who lived 33 years, who authored 33 Svarim, who died in Lag BaOmer in the year Shin Lamed Gimel. They could not remember the 33rd Shevach, and this was the 33rd Shevach that he...
What was his name?
Rav Moshe Isserles, the famous Ramah, the Ramah of the Shulchan Aruch, the one who wrote the Hagos on the Beis Yosef. He was the one who told the Beis Yosef you have to also include Ashkenazim, also people.
Usually, Mechaber say something.
What?
Usually, Mechaber say something.
Yeah.
And Ramah is going to argue with him.
Not always.
Yes.
He adds. The Ramah, when the Mechaber is silent, that indicates he disagrees. Okay. The Mechaber doesn't talk about customs. It appears it wasn't an issue. They never even thought about this idea of having customs. Okay, now there are many other ideas of why, other short ideas, some more symbolic, some, you know, some working first, the chicken or the egg. Why do I have customs? But another popular reason given is the rabbi me ame haaretz misyahadim. What does that mean? It says in the Megillah, many people ame haaretz misyahadim. So we simply interpret it to mean that they converted. Not necessarily they converted. It means that they made believe they were Jews because they dressed up like Jews because they wanted the benefits. They didn't mamish convert, or they were afraid for their lives because the Jews were, they knew that they were going to be killed because they had free reign. The Jews had free reign to punish all of their enemies. So someone who was suspected of being an enemy, they dressed up like a Jew. We're Jewish. Look at a mezuzah. The goyim dressed up in costumes because they were afraid of our wrath, what we may do to them. Well, one of you. In order to remind ourselves of the great miracle that v'rabin le'ame ha'aretz misyahadim, we dress up in costumes to remind us, just like they dress up in costumes, we get dressed up in costumes. Another idea is because one of the main figures, a lot of secret people in the Megillah, which played a very large part. Eliyahu Hanavi, Chazal tell us, he dressed up at Charvona. Charvona said, Gam hineo eitz asher asa Haman leMordechai. Oy mebidei samelach vayom amelach tiluhu olaf. Who said this? Charvona. The Gam Charvona zochor latov. Who was Charvona? The Gemara says this was Eliyahu Hanavi. He got dressed up in a costume. If not for Charvona being there on the spot, who knows? Maybe Achashverosh's anger would have subsided. And maybe he would say, "No, Haman, you're a troublemaker. We'll give you a desk job. We'll give you a desk job in Arizona somewhere. We'll make you, we'll send you a secretary of state flying around the world. But I'm not going to kill you. It's only because Charvona was there at the right time in the right place. And Charvona said, now's the time. Achashverosh, kill him. And Achashverosh was enraged. He seized the moment. Timing is everything. That's the whole story of the Megillah. Had any one of these events taken place at a different moment, even the smallest, most insignificant details like this. He tried to kill my nation. Okay, so we won't kill your nation. I'm going to go kill Haman. He's very popular. It's only because Charvona was there at the right time in the right place. That's why he was able to wipe out Haman, the 10 sons, and the whole mindset of the people changed. Eliyahu Hanavi masqueraded. He was hiding. He was dressed up in a costume. And this is Maisa of El Simin Labanim. You always have these Hasidic Maisa. They all come from the Megillah. Where Eliyahu Hanavi is always masquerading. In Shas, we learn Dafyomi, Ahu Saba. There's always a Saba that's masquerading here and there. What is he doing here? It's Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyona, what that represents. This is a whole drush in and of itself, what that represents. Eliyahu Hanavi is always masquerading in a costume. He's there to save us. That's critical to our understanding of the Megillah. And that is Vice of Osim Labanim in history. Eliyahu Hanavi is always there masquerading. And we bring out this Nakuda on Purim by also by getting dressed up in costumes. Okay, another idea why we have costumes. First of all, this idea, and this is a very simple idea, which is not simple, it's a very deep idea, it was a Nes Nistar. A Nes Nistar is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. Hashem Kaviyachol, Hashem dressed up in a costume. The costume of nature, of Teva. The miracle of Purim, there was no smoke and mirrors, it was just Hashkacha Pratis. But Hashkacha Pratis is the ultimate miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got dressed up in a costume. The costume of Teva. And on Purim, we say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we know you're hiding. We know that really it's you, and you just dress yourself in Teva, and we're going to show you that we know it's you, because we're also going to dress up in costumes. We want to bring out that same Nekuda. Now, by the way, this thing of costume, you should know that a lot of people are, especially with the Chazon Ish, only for children. Some people are machbe, don't get, the adults should not get carried away. Only for, I put them together, I'm more with an adult. He got dressed up in a costume, but some, there's a story with the Chazon Ish, this is a very scary story, the Chazon Ish, of course, the show. A family came to the Chazon Ish in Purim, the girl was between four and five years old, she was dressed up like a boy, she was wearing pants. So the Chazon Ish got all worked up. He got angry and was screaming at the father and says, this is not chinuch. To go dress up your daughter like a boy, wear pants, it's not tznius. And the Chazon Ish, this is the name that, this really shook me up. Because today, I mean, we know today is a different world today. But the Chazon Ish gave the girl a blanket, a 5-year-old. Gave her a blanket to wrap around her body until she gets home and she can change. And he said, this, I make a macha, such a type of costume, like what Mishnah Berurah says, this I'm not happy with. That's interesting. So, okay, let's go to another idea. Many people want to attach the getting dressed up to Psukim in the Torah. Where do we have Psukim in the Torah? Binyamin, when Yosef was finally reunited with his brothers, Lukulam Nosan Chalifos Simolos, he gave everyone a change of clothing. Ulibinyamin Achiv Nosan Chomesh Chalifos Simolos, 5 changes of clothing. Ulzechar to Mordechai, will Yotze Mordechai Yosmofemelch, Bulavush Malchus, Techelis Fochur, Vaterezov, Gidilam, Sachachachwitz, Vyargaman. The first remes to the miracle of Purim in the Torah is the Chomesh Chalifoi Simolos, the change of clothing. And the change of clothing is a costume, and therefore we emphasize this idea. Others want to say that it comes from the brachos of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, he dressed up in the costume of Nimrod. Yaakov took the brachos from Yitzchak. He took Esau's clothing. Ish Sohir, Vanochi, Ish Cholok. He dressed up in
the big day
Nimrod. He was dressed up in a costume in order to receive the brachos, because that, this is a Kabbalistic thing that you always have to give the Satan his little chelik. You give my machroinim, and you give the brismila. You put the mila in sand. You're always throwing a bone to the Satan, leave us alone. So in order that the brachos can be directed through to Yaakov Avinu, it had to be in disguise. Purim, it's Kodesh Kodashim. Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is only in the Ain of Purim. There's such incredible Hashkacha coming down, brach coming down to the world. If the Satan saw that who is it going to, he would never allow. There would be such people. We have to disguise ourselves, pretend to be who we're not, in order not to confuse. It's like Erev HaSatan, Rosh Hashanah. We gotta do all of these things to confuse the Satan, where everyone gets dressed up. It's a masquerade party. You don't know who's who. The Satan's also confused. What's going on here? By the time he comes to his senses, it's too late. Hashem has sent down to this world a shefa of bracha ad belidai and mice of a similar bonim. Yaakov got the ultimate brachas. He was in a costume. He was wearing Nimrod's clothing. Yaakov is a Nimrod. Rachak mi-mizrach ma'arif. Wearing here. You have to go in disguise to get the bracha. Yeah.
Aspect of that in Yom Kippur?
Kohen Gadol changes his clothing.
We all wear, we wear kittles that we.
Okay. There's certain clothing. Okay.
So, suit.
Okay. I want to say another idea. Okay. I want to say another idea, and this idea has many different to breaks off from different pratim. On this week's Parashas Tetzaveh. It's not a coincidence that Parashas Tetzaveh, Ruba, very often coincides with Purim. What is Parashas Tetzaveh? The big day kohuna. What is the purpose of clothing? There are two purposes of clothing. Number one, Adam HaRishon before the chait, v'lo yisposhashu. Hashem told him to wear clothing, kosnos or. What is levush? Levush means low bush. There is no embarrassment. After the chait hadatz, man was embarrassed, ashamed at his nakedness. So clothing is low bush. Clothing removes a person's shame. The simplest form of clothing is to take away the busha. But then there's clothing that's not for the purpose of busha. It's to give honor and dignity. Kavod. L'chavod ulisifaris. That is another role of garments. It's l'chavod ulisifaris. 2 different roles. Take away embarrassment and give kavod for us. Both of these in Yonim are expressed on Purim. First of all, every day in davening we say, the low nevosh, We ask Hashem, please, let us not be ashamed. Ki v'cho b'tochnu. V'lo nevosh v'lo niklem, but the Shon Esrei itself, v'lo nusach svar, but nusach Hashem, v'lo nevosh ki v'cho b'tochnu. When in our history was there a tkufa of ki v'cho b'tochnu greater than Purim? Purim leich kinos es kol ha-yehudim. V'tzumu olai v'al teichu v'al tishtu shloish es yom laila v'yom. Gaman even aras ha-yot sumchim. The entire Klal Yisrael was were mekayim ki v'cho b'tochnu. We have faith in you. And they fasted through Pesach. There was no Seder. And what was the reward? The reward was v'lo nevosh. We were not ashamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we took away the bizoy, the bizui, and the shlola of the Klal Yisrael. B'mordechai yosa melufnenu b'levush malchus techeles v'chor. And what is clothing? The purpose of clothing is v'lo nevosh. So what do we do? When you look at a purse, think about it. You look at a purse, people let you know. When they walk in the room, do you look at, what is the first thing you look at then? The person. Do you think about what clothing they're wearing a suit, they're wearing a tie, what kind of shoes, what kind of yarmulke, what kind of watch? You look at these things subconsciously, you see these things, but the person is the person. You don't pay attention to a person's clothing. You ask a person, was he, this person had a shear today? So what come, was it either he was or he wasn't? What was he wearing? Most of the time, I don't remember what he was wearing.
Women do.
I don't remember what he was
wearing.
Okay. But when you think about a person, you think about the person, the essence of the person. You don't focus on the clothing. On Purim, we want to focus on clothing. Why? Because clothing represents the concept of v'lo nevosh ki v'cho b'tochnu. In order to wake up a person, oh, do I know, remember he was in shul, he was dressed up like a clown. That's right, he was in shul because I remember what he was wearing. When if you want to bring attention to the clothing, you got to put on a costume. A costume awakens the awareness of clothing. And what are the clothing? The clothing in essence are v'lo nevosh. And what is Purim? Purim was v'lo nevosh. Why? Ki v'cho b'tochnu. And the other extreme, what else is Purim? Kavod. There was never a time in the history of Klal Yisrael where Klal Yisrael experienced such kavod. V'rabi me'ame haritz m'siyadim ki nafal pachad Mordechai Aleihem. Klal Yisrael was elevated, was catapulted to a new level of greatness and honor, which led into the building of the Bayis Shem. That's the only reason why Dayavish gave permission to rebuild, and that's why the sitna, the whole thing that we learned in the Sitna came to an end. It was a time of kavod. And what a clothing, the essence of clothing are lichavoid ulisifares. And in order to recognize the skin person wearing clothing, you have clothing, you dress in a costume, because if you're not going to dress in a costume, you're going to come to shul in your regular suit, you're not going to pay attention to the clothing. If a person is wearing something different, different article of clothing, oh, now, what is clothing? Clothing is lonevosh, and it's also lechavod ulesifares. Lechavod ulesifares. Okay, that's one other part. Another very quick, another approach. We're very quick, wrap up, then we'll ask you a question. We'll wrap up. Chavod also, you wear a costume, you can pretend to be who you're not. And that's what Purim is all about. Purim is, kol ha-poishet yad noisim. You can be whoever you want. You just got to ask. You dress up. Who do you want to be? You can make out of yourself. It's trying to awaken us that we should demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us things, to bring us up to a level of where we should be. Recognizing that we're not where we're supposed to be, but we can strive to be greater people who we're not. And this was very interesting. We'll go through all these stories in the Gedolim. There were certain different opinions of what type of costumes to wear and what type of costumes not to wear. There were certain Gedolim that were very, very machbid. No one should dress up like Haman. And a stipend, he says very spooky stories. He says that when he was a child, they used to have a Purim play every year in the yeshiva, and whoever would be Haman, Rachman Utslan, they went off the dead. They did not turn out well. So there was a hakpada by a certain gedolim. When you have a costume, it's not a hefkeris. The Ramoli talks about men, women, halacha, shatness. But even when you get dressed up, if you're sensitive to what it's all about, who you get dressed up like, getting dressed up in a costume, there should be some seichel, some taste, some flavor in chokhmah. Like, it's very, very, you know, I don't think people like when they see men come in wedding gowns. It's very distasteful. And to see someone dressed up as Santa Claus, it's not very pleasant. They were gedolim, they were very mock, but not to get dressed up like soldiers. They were very afraid of that. For some reason, it was very hard because they used to draft. Today, I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael now, I'm talking about in time of Russia, they would draft. It was a horror to draft someone into the army, and they were very mocked, but no one should chas v'shalom get dressed up as a soldier, as a chayol, because you oyer, that's how seriously they took this. You oyer on yourself. If I'm getting dressed up like a chayol, I'll be a chayol. I'll be in the army. I'm going to be there. So it's there's a certain sensitivity of who, even though it was hakpada, not to get dressed up like an ani. The Ramah, obviously, he got dressed like an ani. Not to get dressed up. I remember, like, years ago, I was very moved. A child, he was dressed up like a Sefer Torah. Like a chnosa Sefer Torah. They had the whole chuppah. To me, it was stick. I'm not used to that. I'm used to Superman, Batman, and SpongeBob, and all these new Barney. I'm not used to. It's very different. A Mordechai and Queen Esther. But it's something different. You have a child gets up, I'm a Sefer Torah. And then Achlos Sefer Torah with a crown. The Lada Gedom are very in favor of dignity. When you get dressed up, there should be a religious significance to your dress. But Hasidim is a very big thing. They have beautiful costumes. And they have, you know, you even study the part. You have to go read the history, learn the history of the French and the Spanish and this kufa and that kufa. Who you're getting dressed, who you're trying to be, what you're trying to accomplish. And there are many sorts of gedolim where they were like, imagine today. Okay, just try to paint this in the 21st century where you have all the Rosh Shivas getting dressed up like Congress, like senators, and they're sitting in Congress, and Obama's presiding, and there one Rosh Shiva is Obama, and someone else will be the vice president, this will be the Speaker of the House, and they're coming, they're petitioning, will the president, will you please, will you do this on behalf of Israel? And the president will say, maybe yeah, maybe no, and they'll debate, and oh, I'm going to do it. They acted out plays in costumes. To this is the real Hasid. This is the heart of Hasidus. If you read Yor Weinstock, he has a whole series of books on a whole series of storybooks. A lot of them are like this. A lot of them fit into this theme of where. It's not about Purim, but the a lot of those themes are very similar to what they say about castles on Purim. You dress up a certain part as a bakosh, as a tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do for you certain things, should accomplish for you certain things, things that are needed in this world, that are in Islamish, Derech HaTeva, will take their part and will do it, and the name of trickle-down effect, things that we request will happen in the real world by the real authorities. Okay, so these are some Moshe Prokhim. Have a wonderful day.
Also,
enjoy your costumes and choose well.
Also, Moshe Rabbeinu, correct?
Yeah.